Run, run! Hey, guys, move! Faster! Everyone, salavat from Imam Khomeini's hell!
Blessings of God upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny!
Move up, go, go! Gaitaria, tell him to open fire!
Hi there, soldier.
What? Oh, hello. I've just come to,
What's the matter? You relax.
I need to get...
I can see that you've been warmly welcomed. You've been showered with flowers.
Oh, yeah.
What are they? Roses or jasmine?
What?
Were they rockets or mortars?
Oh, I don't know.
Take cover!
Are you a rookie?
Sort of.
Don't worry. You'll learn the ropes. Come on.
As long as I don't get killed.
So you're the new logistics guy?
Come on, yeah.
I haven't seen you before. Hey, where's Abbas?
Headquarters, do you read me?
Yeah. Over. Hand over the box. Got it.
Bring it here.
He's gone too? Lucky him. God bless you, man. Look at this list. What's going on tonight in operation?
No idea.
That's what your list says. It's gonna take at least 2 hours to finish. You're not in a rush, are you?
No.
There have been attacks the past few nights. I know about it. They brought in about 36 guys here yesterday. All in bad shape. One's head was missing, one an arm, another his legs. It's gonna be another hell of a night. I'll also leave you some bandages and meds. Hey, where are you going?
You said it's gonna take 2 hours to get it ready.
All right, go take a look around. And why not take a shower? It will be worth it. And while you're at it, you might as well do your martyrdom ablution. Come back soon. Hey, soldier, faster. This car is still empty. Get down here and give me a hand.
Shiraz. Don't miss the Shiraz bus. Heading to Shiraz, madam. This is the Shiraz bus. Shiraz. Don't miss it. Shiraz.
Can I bring my kitty cat on the bus?
Yeah, I know. Avaz Tehran passengers. The bus is leaving.
I'm afraid that if she gives away... Ashgar.
Ashgar. Open that baggage trunk, Ashgar. Passengers to Tehran, don't miss the bus. Give me your bag.
Do you have any extra tickets?
No, man, how can I have any
tickets? Come on, I'll pay double.
All right,
come
stand
on,
aside,
please.
Stand aside.
Have a heart.
Reza Mahmoudi.
Please, let me get on the bus.
Come here, it's your turn. Two people, get on the bus. Abbas Jandari, get on, two people. Sit in your own seats. Tahir Firdaus.
Yeah, that's me.
Come here now.
Coming.
You step aside till I call your name.
My friend's not here yet. What should I do? He'll show up in 5 minutes.
You get on
first.
You're
not gonna
leave. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. Excuse me, if your friend's not coming,
can I
have your
tickets?
Step aside,
step
aside
now, sir.
Please, sir, I really need to get on.
Karami, you wait, man. Five people.
It's tea time! It's always tea time.
Hey, man, it's my sister's wedding.
Hey, man,
do me this favor. Come on.
Now you get on, get on. Come on, five people.
Tea with cloves. We got your tea. You want it, you got it. We'll get your red hot tea. Come one, come all.
Muhammad!
We got your tea right here.
Nadiri!
Now in extra large cups.
Hey, Tahir, how you doing, man?
Are you okay? What are you doing here?
I need a ticket. I'm going to Tehran.
You're kidding me. Did you get a leave?
Sure. What are you doing here?
I'm also going to Tehran. Ahmadi was supposed to go with me, but he's not here yet for some reason.
I'm not letting my pal travel all the way to Tehran alone.
But I don't understand. How did you get a leave?
I got it all sorted out. Come
boy.
On. Let's go.
Sleeping? So how did you talk that Captain Ganbari into giving you a leave?
I got it covered, man. He knew it was my sister's wedding, but he kept turning down all my requests.
Then how did you get him to agree to it?
I talked him into it,
man. Oh, come on, man, tell me.
Dude, let me take a nap. I convinced him in some way. Wake me up if this guy stops for us to go get a bite. And if that other guy fires a missile and we go up in the air, then I'll wake up by myself.
Everyone go to the shelter! Get up, everyone! Run!
No!
Quick, quick, let's go! Run, everyone!
Come on, let's go! Faster!
Move it! Move!
This has been going on for 6 months, and you're still not used to it, Niloufar.
But I'm scared.
That's exactly what those firing the missiles want. Here, wipe your tears. So what were you saying before?
In the middle of all this? Wait till we get outside.
Come on, just tell me. It'll distract us. So what does the guy do exactly?
He's a lawyer, or maybe he's becoming one.
A lawyer? Nice one. What about the dowry?
What?
The dowry. How much did you agree on for the dowry?
I don't know about these things. They talked about it with my dad.
The guy doesn't want to marry your dad. He wants to marry you, dear. Satayesh, I'm telling you. You better not agree to anything less than 1,348 gold coins. Don't say yes for anything less than 1,348 coins.
Atefe, be quiet for just 1 second.
In the end, your dowry will be 5 gold coins for the 5 holy persons. No, 14 coins for the 14 infallibles. Or maybe 12 for the 12 imams.
I doubt it. It's gonna be 5. Thank God I'm home.
Don't get too excited. I'll leave my bag at home and be right back. See you later. By the way, when is Muhammad coming back?
Well, I really don't know. We've told him the wedding's in 2 days, but I'm not sure he can make it after all.
Okay, bye.
Hey! You should know that my brother isn't into 1,380 coins and that kind of stuff. Just 5 coins, whether we give away a bride or whether we take
whatever.
One.
Whatever. Who's making an offer now?
If you're not making an offer, then why are you snooping?
Nothing. Just asking. See ya.
Okay, bye.
Who is
it's
it?
It's me, Mama. Hi, Mom.
Hello, dear. How are you? You guys don't get enough of each other at school that you keep chattering all the way home?
What can I do, Mom? She jabbers nonstop.
Close this tap.
Any news from Muhammad?
No, nothing yet. But he'll come if he can.
When are you going back, Muhammad?
Whenever you do, man.
You're crazy, man.
Why? Don't you like it that I'm your buddy?
What do you mean I'm your buddy? I finished my military service. Do you know what it means? It means I've served my full term and I've got my discharge papers.
Yeah?
And from now on, I'm no longer a conscript. But you've still got 20 more months to go, right?
Whatever.
What exactly do you mean? Muhammad, the army's no place for playing around. Being my buddy means nothing, you know? You need to go to report to your commanding officer on the day your leave ends.
Just eat your yogurt.
Tell me, are you hearing me or are you playing deaf? I don't understand.
Can you just let me eat my food in peace?
Eat your food. But stop this nonsense. How many days of leave do you have?
Didn't you say that you served your full term and you're going back home? Well, whoop-de-doo for you, man. But you're not even my senior officer, so if I'm absent or late, it's not you who's gonna be grilled because a soldier under your command has committed misconduct. Right now, I'm just your buddy. So don't kill the mood and ruin my appetite. Let's just enjoy this rice and kebab after eating canned food for 3 months straight. Eat.
Eat up. Did you really make this yourself?
Yeah. It's a souvenir for my sis. A gift for her wedding.
Very nice.
Wake me up when we get to Tehran.
Sleep.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
No problem.
Couldn't make it here without the ticket.
At least I had someone to travel with.
It was fun.
You're all right, man.
I really don't know how I could have gotten here without your ticket, man.
I also
Thank you
had
so
a good
much.
Company on the way. It was great.
Darus. That was really cool of you, man. Piruzi!
Was that even a taxi? Piruzi.
Going to Piruzi?
Darus. It's Piruzi. Go ahead, get
Take
in.
Take care, man. Goodbye.
Take care, man. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I'll call you.
All right. Muhammad! Damn, that fool took my bag. I can't believe it.
Told you I'd be back soon. Setayesh, I forgot to tell you. I found this woman who designs wedding spreads. Her work is awesome. It's perfect. And it's not very expensive either. Do you want me to call her?
I don't know. Ask my mom.
Come on, whatever I tell you, you always say ask my mom.
Mama?
Hello.
Hello, my dear. Yes, darling?
Mom, Atefes says... Whoa, what are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm just grading my students' essays, dear.
You've got to be kidding me. It's your daughter's wedding in 2 days, and you're sitting there grading papers?
You expect me to tell my students to wait until after my daughter's wedding to get their scores? Why don't you come in and have some tea?
Oh, you teachers are something.
Come on in.
All right.
Mama, is there any news from Muhammad?
No.
You mean he hasn't even called once?
No news of him yet. Check this one out. The essay subject is, what would you like to be?
Mama?
Listen, it's interesting. I'd like to become a flower pot maker when we return to our hometown.
A what maker?
A flower pot maker.
Wow.
Because when the Iraqis entered our town, their tanks leveled Vali Jassim's shop to the ground, and he made flower pots out of the earth. They killed him, and the soldiers bombed all the houses, and they broke all the flower pots which were on the balconies, or the stairs, or the walls. So now, if we return to our city, there will be no one to make flower pots, and there must be someone to make flower pots so we can plant flowers in them.
Now, what grade have you given this composition?
20.
You're kidding me. Lucky students. I wish I were one of them. You're very generous.
That's the way Muhammad rings the bell. Mom, I'm sure it's him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here at a bad time. Maybe I should
go. It's not a bad time at all. Go burn some rue seeds.
All right.
Who is it?
He's finally here.
Get here! Welcome home! Come in!
Get up, guys! Mr. Soleimani! Mr. Ferdows wants to see you. Parmaz! Muhammad!
What's up? But what should we tell him, man?
You don't say anything. He's the one that has to talk. Come on, everybody, get up, Jelzieri. Come on, put your jacket on. Eliezi, put your jacket on. Hello, sir. Hello. Come
Hello,
on in.
Hello, sir.
Come in.
Hello. Hello to you.
Come. We're Hello, at your sir. Service, sir. By the way, I've sent the shipment to Dubai by boat.
So tell me, what about the packing?
The packing was absolutely perfect, sir. They've nothing to complain about. It was way above their standards.
What happened to the citrus fruit?
For all those that we have contracts with, the fruits are ripe and ready on the tree. We just need some guys to come and pick them.
Look here.
Yes, sir.
Then you find some guys to pick them.
Did you hear that? If you can't find workers, you'll have to climb those trees yourself.
Look here. I think it's best you go along with them as well. Tell me, do you think I'm gonna treat you differently just because you're my daughter-in-law's brother? You've got that wrong. There's no difference here between family and the rest. The fruits don't just sit on the tree. And if they do, you better take off your shoes and climb up the trees with no shoes on. You understand?
Yes, sir, we got it.
Get lost.
Leave. Go, get lost.
With your permission,
this way.
Sir. With your permission, sir.
Please, leave this way. With your permission?
Safai!
Yes, sir, what is it?
Is there any news from Sabar and his sister?
They called, they've reached Mashhad and went directly to the shrine.
If they call again, then tell Sabar to take your sister and come back to Tehran when they're all done with their pilgrimage. But tell them to forget about the Torgabar Gardens and the Shandiz Kebab, the Kusangi Mountain and Nutter's Tomb and all that kind of stuff. Tell them to come back soon. We need them here. We need a hand.
I certainly will, sir. With your permission.
Look here, Safai.
Yes, sir.
And what about the cold storage?
Sir, we've got Kamali's storage. It's 500 tons. But it's well equipped. It's not enough for us. We're thinking of finding larger storage.
Okay, get back to work.
Yes, with your permission. Goodbye, sir.
With your permission, Mr. Ferdows.
Look here. Be careful not to cut this too short, you understand?
Don't worry, sir.
Come in. Well, what is it now?
Hello, dear father.
Stop doing that now. Just leave us alone. Go away.
A little more and it's done, sir.
No, Dad. Go ahead. I'll wait here.
It's okay.
Come over here. Come closer. Will you let it go already? Come closer. Come here, you silly little boy.
I missed you, old man.
Come closer, son. Rest your head on mine.
Oh, God.
Put your hands on mine. Ah, yes. It's been a year since I last saw you.
Yes, father.
So it's over, right?
It's over, father.
You.
Yes, father.
So it's over, right?
It's over, father. All in a blink of an eye.
Nonsense! I was at the end of my rope and you're saying that it was all over in the blink of an eye? I would sleep with anxiety. Every night I would wake up in horror. Every morning I dreamt 100 times that you were shredded to pieces.
No, father, don't worry about a thing. I'm standing here right in front of you in one piece.
Like father, like son. As pig-headed and stiff-necked as me.
Don't say that about yourself.
The whole world couldn't stop you. When you really do want to do something, you're the only person who went all the way to the border and came back. Then you went through all that shelling and shooting
and gunfire.
No, father,
there were lots of people at the front line who had also come from overseas. I just went from here, that's all.
Oh, really? Well, it's time to close this book and put it away high upon the shelf. Have you been home yet?
No, father.
You haven't?
No.
That means that you came straight over here to see me?
Yes.
Look here. You mean you came over here to see your father first? Yes.
Father, if you want to know the truth, I didn't have money to pay for the cab. I left my wallet in my friend Mohammed's bag. Can you believe it? Yeah.
Nonsense. Look here. Would it really kill you to say yes just for me, just for once?
to make me happy.
Oh, come on, Father. Who the hell am I to lie to you?
You really are something, Tahir.
I'm all yours, Dad.
You've learned how to sweet talk a man. Just listen, leave me alone, will you?
Right,
I don't want to continue.
Right,
just
Father,
stop
let
it.
Him... Okay.
Tahir, just go over there and get me my jacket, will you? Look here. I took you personally all the way to the border to send you overseas. But you let me down and went to the front line to fight. Look here. I'll let you off the hook just this time. But if you ever make a fool out of me, look here. I will only warn you once. If you try to undo everything I do for you, then I will treat you exactly the way I treat a rotten tooth. I'll pull you out and then flush you down the toilet. Now get your stuff and let's go home.
Your wish is my command, Father.
Get your things and let's go.
The true essence of humanity. The endeavor of some to save their fellow citizens.
I strongly believe we can beat any illness. We just have to be strong and resilient.
Tell me what happened.
He fell down the stairs and was rendered unconscious.
Don't get so involved with your patients. You'll never survive.
Even God is tired of me. I've called on him so many times.
Call him again.
He adored his daughter. If he didn't talk to her twice a day, he couldn't get through it.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't you tell them that a patient should have faith in their doctor?
Never brag about your position and title. Being a doctor means discipline. It also means regulation, accuracy, as well as knowledge.
Those who teach persistence and resistance. The story of self-sacrifice and self-devotion.
We live with the consequences of all our own actions.
Tell all the guys they can call it a day for now and go home.
All right, sir.
Tahir is here.
Thank goodness. Godspeed, sir.
You are finally here. But it's been a very hard time.
How is Saber, Father?
He's good. He's gone to Mashhad with his wife.
Really? That's great.
You know that his wife is pregnant.
You're kidding me, Father.
Why would I?
Really? Well, thank God. That's great. Poor Saber. After almost 8 years, he was starting to think he'd never have children. Gotta thank God.
No, that's not the case. He's going to be a father now.
Saber must be very happy about it, right?
Yes, of course. He's on cloud nine these days.
Tell me, Father. Why are you talking like this?
I don't know what you're talking about. You're asking me about Saber's happiness and I'm telling you he's happy. What else should I say to you?
What about you, Father? Are you happy too? Seems you're taking it pretty lightly.
Look here. They've been to see a doctor. One of these New Age doctors. They told Saber that the child is gonna be a girl.
So?
So that's it!
Come on, Father. Are you serious? Is that really why you're talking this way? Just because their child's going to be a girl? These things don't matter these days, Father.
No, you're right. There is no difference.
But that's not coming from your heart. I know you, and I know the way you talk, Father. I know it very well.
Look here, Tyre. A child is a blessing to a home no matter what. A girl brings sweetness. A boy is like a walking stick. A girl is sometimes sweet, sometimes not. But a walking stick is always a walking stick. As long as you have it under your arm, you can always be certain that you will never be knocked down.
Oh, come on, Father, please, don't say such things. God forbid.
Look here, when we get home, I want these things to stay strictly between the both of us. Act like you don't know anything about it. You got that, homie?
Father!
Don't
Father.
Be afraid, soldier boy! You want to see me drive
no,
without my
Father,
hands?
Please,
no,
I was
go.
Wrong.
Let me do
Father,
it.
Get your hands on the wheel, for God's sake. You're crazy.
I know how to drive around here. I got you, didn't I?
Hello, sir! Hello, Mr. Tahir! Welcome home, young man! Ma'am! Ma'am! Mr. Tahir is here! Ma'am! Ma'am! Mr. Tahir is here! It's good news! Ma'am! Mr. Tahir is here! Good news! Good news! He's come home!
Be careful. Remove them when they're still tender.
All right, I'll watch it.
He's the one you told me about, right?
Yes, he was Martrid.
Yes, yes.
Here, my dear, have some more, my son.
Mom, please, I'm full. There's no need for this. How much I can eat?
Eat, my boy. Eat some more. Go on, go ahead.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you very much. But believe me, I'm stuffed. I'm about to burst. Can't you see? Father, please say something.
Look here. He's saying he is full. The food may not be his, but his stomach sure is.
But I really don't know how they fed him over there. He probably only ate soup there, is that
right,
my son?
Oh, it's not like that, Mom. We were giving soup all the time, and whatever it was, it's all over now. It's behind us.
Nonsense. She is not gonna give up until she gets everything about the battlefield, the war, the operations out of you. Hey, look at you posing in this photo.
I'm not posing. It's so hot, I just look that way.
Yeah, right, that's right.
Let me have a look at my son.
Looks like Goshop's the hero.
Wow! Tahir?
Yes, Mom?
What is it this soldier's holding in his hands?
Which one? Well, it's a stick.
A stick?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they didn't even give you guns? You use sticks
Mom,
to fight off the enemy bombs
closely.
And gunfire and...
It's the flagpole,
and...
can't you see that? Don't worry.
All right, I didn't see the flag.
That's right, it's not in the photo, you see?
Look here. Didn't I tell you she won't give up on this?
All you ever do is make fun of me.
Nobody really has the guts to make fun of you, my dear lady.
All right, forget it. Okay, tell me more.
Nonsense!
The last operation...
See, I told you. You served in the military for 24 months. Now you have to spend the next 24 years telling your mom all the stories. And the second one is worse than the first. You're long gone, my son. You got it?
Yeah, got it.
Stop it, please. Don't fiddle with your wound. Look, it's bleeding and you're making me sick. Take this. Put some of these meds on it.
It's fine. I'm done.
Wash your hands and let's eat some apples together.
I remember one time when we were attacked by the Iraqis. I was pinned down in a trench for 48 hours straight. Stuck in the same boots and helmet the whole time, not knowing how I'll get out.
Don't tell me these things, Mohammed. I'll be worrying about you next time you go back to the front line, and I'll be anxious day and night.
Hey, take it easy, sis. This time I'm gonna do something to make sure you don't have to worry.
What are you gonna do, for instance? Are you gonna put on a suit of armor?
No. I'm not gonna go back at all.
You're not serious.
Forget about that. Tell me about yourself.
What should I say?
What made you want to get married all of a sudden?
Nothing, just like the other girls. They made a proposal, Mom and Dad agreed, and... I just had one condition that they let me go to university. They accepted. And they said congratulations.
Congratulations? But what about you?
Well, you can see that I've agreed, can't you? We're going to go wedding shopping. We're going tomorrow morning. We'll take the dowry the day after.
But you still haven't answered my question. Are you really going to get married?
Yes, Mom and Dad say that I should.
Forget about Mom and Dad. I'm talking about you. You're too young to be afraid of never getting married. What do you know about life? You should continue studying. You should travel, see the world. What's the hurry?
Well, come on, you know. Here you go.
You know, it's not your problem. It's a problem for all of us who are 20, 25 years old. We've gone and put our lives and futures, our destinies, in the hands of a bunch of old men and women. As soon as we start talking, they start reciting poetry, or giving examples, or telling us memories from a century back. And stories from who? From a cousin of a cousin of a neighbor to make their point. But listen to me now. Sister. Today is only today. It's not 100 years ago. Do you understand me?
Father, I have to say, you've put on a little weight since the last time I saw you, you know?
I'm getting too old, son. When you reach my age, you put on some weight, too. It's called old age weight. It's part of growing old. Do you understand me?
No, you're not getting old, Dad. What I meant was you need to be a little careful, that's all.
You had better mind my words, not my fat belly. As I was saying before, a businessman needs to be careful he doesn't get conned. He needs to track every single penny. And when he gives to charity, he needs to do it generously. When you're surrounded by hungry people, you can't eat anything you have on the plate. You have to take care of everyone around you, even the ones you don't even like. But look here. If they cheat you out of your hard-earned money, even if it's one single penny, then you've got to get out there and make them pay it back to you or take it. Hey, boy, go ahead and take this to Mr. Ferdows.
Rahma, give me 2 ears for that table there.
Okay.
There you go, Mr. Ferdows.
Thank you very much. Here, take this.
Most welcome.
How's your son doing?
Thanks to you, he's better.
Have you brought him home or is he still in hospital?
No, sir. He's going to be released tomorrow.
That's great. Mushtaba.
Yes, sir.
Look here. If you need anything else, you just let me know, okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. You're a blessing
okay.
From God,
you go
sir.
Take care. What's the matter, Tyre?
What's going on with Mojtaba's son?
God forbid it should happen to anyone, Tyre. Something's wrong with the kid's blood. Look here, Tyre. I want you to get to know everyone well. You should get the skinny on things. The ins and the outs on everyone, and keep what you learn in your mind, okay? Sometimes you need to be Azrael. The other times you need to be Gabriel. Everything is in the right place.
I understand.
Look here, I'm thinking of setting up a new business for Saber. So he can make a bit more money when the kid comes.
Why? Is he going to separate from you?
He's not. But that's what I'm planning to do anyway. I think it's about time he was his own boss. He has earned himself enough credibility and respect in the market to manage his own affairs now. When you start going to the market, you can also learn the ropes and get down to the nuts and bolts of business. Well, then I can catch my breath and start to slack off. You know, work less. Then you can be left to manage the market, which I'm certain you can handle very well. You will make a good career for yourself. And you know something, Tyre? You'd be very good at this, you know?
But, Father, I'm not sure I'm not thinking of working in the market.
What was that?
I don't plan on working there, Father.
What do you mean you don't want to work there?
I mean I want to continue my studies. The universities have reopened, and I've still got 4 more semesters to go.
What's this nonsense about university? When I sent you to university, it was to evade the military service. Where did this university suddenly emerge? Now that you're holding your discharge certificate in your hand.
It didn't just pop up, Dad. The university was always there for me.
It has? What if it's been there? It's been for wishful fools. And not for my own son and blood.
Well, you know, I'm also wishful, Father.
It is wrong of your heart to go after such wishes and whims. It is a big mistake. It's nonsense. Son, you could use that small shop in the market to give 500 jobs to 500 university graduates. From a religious point of view, it's the right thing to do. From a humanitarian perspective, it's what a decent person would do. From a logical angle, it's just common sense. I don't understand what's the use of wasting all this time of yours at the university. Listen to me. If you want to have a university degree just to put it on a wall, then go buy one. There are plenty of Iranian and foreign degrees to be bought. Do you understand me? Look here. You want to just keep sitting in the car now?
No, Father.
So then get out!
Of course, Father.
Hello, sir!
Hello, Safai.
How are you, sir?
What's up? What's going on? Why are you panting?
Sir, we're weighing the apples. You don't have to worry. Nothing will be off.
Nonsense! It's already noon. What have you been doing all morning?
But there's been a lot of work, Mr. Ferdos.
A lot of work, huh? I know. If you call laughing and joking all morning, then yeah, it's a lot of work.
Well, I actually need to go to take care of some things, sir.
Look here!
Yes, sir.
Could you just for once tell me that you finished doing something I asked you? I'm going to write the weigh bill, weigh the apples, send the shipments. Have you ever told me once I've weighed the apples, written the weigh bills, and sent the shipments even before I ask again? Why are you even standing here loitering in front of me? Would you get back to work already?
Yes, sir. I'm on it, sir.
Look here!
Yes, I'm listening.
This kid we've just hired, what's his name? Just go get him. I want to see him.
Yes, sir. Sir, you mean Jazieri, right?
We didn't hire 300 new people. We hired just one new person. Tell that guy to come over here. Do you understand?
Okay.
Hi, Mr.
Oh, hello. Your son is here. Nice meeting you. Excuse me.
Lazy bum.
Father, I think you're being a little too harsh.
Nonsense! You don't know these people. Look here. If you relent, then they think you're weak. If you show leniency, they say you're scared. If you don't find fault, they say you're retarded. And this one's really something. Just because he is the brother of Anis, Sabra's wife, and he has a university diploma, he sees himself as the boss here. Look here. Sometimes you need to clip his wings so he won't dare to fly away.
Come on, man! Come on!
Coming.
They're waiting for
I'm
us!
I'm coming!
Excuse me, sir.
Hello,
Mr. Jazari is here.
Hello, Mr. Tahir.
Hello.
With your permission, sir. Bye for now.
Hello, good morning.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Look here. Did you say you have a bachelor's degree?
Yes, sir.
And what was your major?
Chemistry, sir.
Chemistry. Look here. Now tell me where your degree is right now.
It's at home, sir. Do you want me to bring it?
No. Look here. I've got one more question for you.
Please, go ahead, sir.
How much do you want to bring that document over here, tear it into pieces, and set it on fire right here in front of me?
As you wish, Mr. Ferdos.
I'm not asking you for any of your compliments. All I want to know is how much money you want to bring your bachelor's degree here, tear it into pieces, and set it on fire for me.
Your wish is my command, sir. What's the use of a piece of paper as long as I have your support, sir?
Look here. Tell that to this gentleman here. Go get today's waybills for me.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Tahir. With your permission.
Mr. Jazayeri.
Yes, Mr. Tahir.
Hello there.
Hi, I'm at your service.
I wanted to ask you, did you always want to study chemistry?
Honestly, no, Mr. Tahir. I always wanted to study pharmacology, but I didn't pass the exam. My score wasn't high enough, but it was good enough for a chemistry major, sir. I wanted to wait and sit for the pharmacology exam the next year, but my mother insisted that any major is good enough. What's the difference? She didn't really care whether it was literature, architecture, art, or mechanics.
Huh.
All she wanted was to show off to friends and neighbors that her son's a student. So I decided to do as she wished.
Jazayeri!
I'm coming, sir. I'll see you around.
Mr. Jazayeri.
Yes, sir.
Tell this to my father.
What, sir?
Tell him, please, that if your major was what you'd planned, that your degree was what you'd wanted, then you'd never have to set your degree on fire for anyone. That's my opinion.
Excuse me, sir. I'll see you later.
Jazayeri! Jazayeri!
Yes, sir. Coming, sir. Here you are, sir.
Where have you been? Stuck in traffic outside?
No, sir. I was talking to Mr. Tahir. He's very intelligent, sir. He's a good and decent man.
Nonsense. Look here. It seems to me like you've also gone a bit crazy and out of your mind. Tell him to send all this out to Yas.
Yes, sir. With your permission.
All right, okay. Now tell me where your father's shop is and I'll bring it there. No, man, this necklace has been in my pocket since morning. But when I get there, you can treat me to an awesome lunch, rice and kebab in the bazaar.
Thank you. Thank you very much, man.
Okay, go ahead then.
Said Nazir... Wait, just wait a minute. Let me write this down. Said Nazirdin Bazaar. Wait a minute. So I should get into the bazaar, okay? What, Haji Naderi? All right, so everyone around there knows Haji Naderi? Excuse me, where is the Naderi book binding?
You go down the stairs on your left. The staircase right here.
Okay.
Good day.
Hello, sir.
Hello to you.
Hello, how are you, sir? Actually, I'm here to see Mr. Naderi. Is he here?
That's me. What is it?
I mean Muhammad Naderi.
And you are?
My name's Tahir.
Tahir. Muhammad's comrade for military
service? Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Welcome, son. Please come in.
Thank you.
Haji, this is... Mohammed's comrade in military service.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God you bless very you. Much, sir.
And
thanks.
This is Haj Nusrat. Please,
yes,
please,
thank you.
Please. And you see this Haj Nusrat? He's one of the decent men of our time, whose presence is a blessing to every neighborhood.
I'm most flattered.
In truth, Haji, I'm saying this in all honesty. All those trucks which supply the troops in the front line are prepared by people like him. In our neighborhood, the responsibility lies with Haj Nusrat.
God bless him, sir.
God bless you, too.
May God bless you all.
Haj Nusrat, they say every generation is indebted to the generation before them, except for us who are indebted to the next. They've been carrying our weight. God be with you all.
That is honestly the case. God protect them all.
God willing. Last night, Muhammad was talking about the front line. I hear he's shown a lot of bravery, is it true?
That's right, sir.
Muhammad was fit for the battlefield.
Yes, of course.
That's very good. He's made me proud before God. Haji, it's so good when one is proud before God.
May God make everyone proud.
God willing, God willing.
I don't want to bother you, sir. Actually, Muhammad has left something with me, which I've
it's
come
no
to-
It's no bother, my son.
If you feel like spending time with old men, then stay. Except the present company, of course. I mean myself. He'll be here any minute. But if you don't feel like it, which I know you don't,
I don't want to burden you. Hopefully I'll come again tomorrow or the day after.
The jewelry mall is right across from here. If you go look, I'm sure you'll find him there.
All right, then I'm going to find him if you don't mind.
Bye. Goodbye, then. Take care. Goodbye.
Muhammad!